Hello, listeners. Welcome once again to Everyday English. Today we would like to look at the two expressions few and a few, their meaning and structures in which they occur. They are both used with plural count nouns, never with singular count nouns or non-count nouns. For example,
I have a few words to say today.
I have a few calls to make today.
I have few words to say today.
I have few calls to make today.
Very is used with few for intensification, but never with a few. To intensify the idea expressed by a few, we use the word quite.
I have quite a few words to say today.
But
I have very few words to say today.
And note their respective meanings. Few means not many, and it implies scarcity. A few means not many too, but it implies a fair number. That is, there is some. There is another pair of expressions I'd like us to look at. These are
little
and
a little.
These parallel few and a few, respectively. The two pairs have a lot in common. Both sets express quantities. But little and a little are used only with non-count nouns, never with count nouns. That's an important difference between these two sets. For example, we say,
there is little tea left.
There is little tea left. Tea is a mass or non-count noun. Similarly,
there is a little tea left.
There is a little tea left. Tea is being used here with a little. I should point out that a little, like a few, is to be taken as a unit and not as a sequence of two separate words. This means the A in a little or a few should not be taken as the indefinite article A in a pen. Now, what do these sentences mean? The meanings of little and a little parallel those of few and a few. Little and a little mean not much, a small quantity. But a little, like a few, implies that there is some. Little, on the other hand, suggests that the object whose quantity is being expressed is scarce. There's a lack of it. Thus, there's a difference between these two sentences.
There is little milk left.
And
there is a little milk left.
There is little milk left. And there is a little milk left. The first of these two sentences you just heard implies scarcity of milk. The second implies that there is some milk, although not much. Here's a short dialogue. I'd like you to listen to it carefully, paying attention to how these expressions are used in everyday English.
Sit down, won't you? I have quite a few things to say. Would you like something to drink?
Yes, a little tea, if there's any.
Do I have any tea at all? Let's see. There's little left. Very little indeed. But there is some coffee.
Okay, a little coffee then. I drink coffee sometimes.
Now, I have a few messages for the house help who is coming in today. I'd like you to pay him all his wages for the month. I'll leave a little money on top of the fridge before I go.
How about the cleaner who started work only last week?
He has done little work so far. And I propose to pay him pro rata if I'm paying the others. There is little I can do about it. There is very little I can do.
Any laundry to be done?
Yes, there's a little. Ask them to wash and iron these clothes. There are quite a few used shirts in the bottom drawer.
And soap?
Pull the drawer. I think there's a little detergent in a plastic bag.
There isn't much. There's very little indeed.
Okay. Ask them to buy a little more from across the street, will you?
That's the end of the dialogue. Now let's look at a few of the sentences.
Would you like something to drink?
Yes, a little tea, if there's any.
Yes, a little tea. Observe that a little is used with a mass or non-count noun. A little tea. Tea is a non-count noun. It has no plural.
Yes, a little tea.
Adjo's reply implies that she does not want much tea, and not too little either, but a fair amount. This is Kofi's reply.
There's little. Very little indeed.
There's little. This implies a lack of tea. It is scarce. Not much. There's little. Well, that's all we have time for, listeners. Goodbye.